Okay.
Why did I say it like the Vine? I was like,
you're okay. Just like scared of me being angry.
You're gonna see, look at all the thingies.
Yeah, it's a, I don't want to see all that.
Okay. Well, anyways, hi guys. Welcome back to another episode of
Hello, Mate.
What?
Hello, Mate.
I'm here with Madison.
Hey.
I wanted to do this because I wanted content and I needed content out of her. But also, this isn't going to be a video.
My mouth
I don't care about a video.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You can. I can hear you. Ew.
Look at all the hair, though. Look at all that hair.
Madison is touching her belly button.
It's fun to play with. Look at it.
Okay, so the reason why we're here is because I needed to tell Madison about the whole Colleen Ballinger drama.
That dumb bitch.
Okay.
Can I swear?
Yeah.
That stupid whore.
We're also drinking drinks.
10-second chill music number 8, best to relax to.
We're
not even the right 2, it's the wrong 2.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's our intro.
Who wrote 2?
That's my intro. I don't know, I just got it offline.
That's like me, too, and not the right 2.
I think I'm not even supposed to have it.
Anyway.
Pretty sure I'm not, it's like, not copyright
free. They don't know
free.
What I'm going about, so we'll move on.
Okay, anyways. Okay, so what do you know about Colleen Ballinger? You know
she sucks. She's not funny. She thinks she's funny. You probably thought she was funny. I know you were giggling and then kicking your feet up in the air watching her videos when you were younger.
Stop.
You were, weren't you?
Okay, not okay.
But you were, weren't you? You're like, Miranda, okay, so silly, goofy.
I'm not gonna deny that. But I like okay, Colleen as a person, yes, I would watch all her vlogs since she was married with Joshua.
Who's Josh?
That's her first husband.
You,
that's her first
Josh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, I was a big stan, and this was kind of heartbreaking for me because I loved Colleen, and it's kind of embarrassing to admit that because I did like her. I hated Miranda Sings.
You liked all those weird, boring YouTubers who just vlog their life,
bitch,
and like profit off just living life in California.
Stop.
Did you not?
I mean, I did because I wanted to be them.
You see?
Because I want to be them. Because I am them.
Minus the California part.
Yeah.
But, like, they were all, like, so pretentious. I thought they were funny, and they really weren't funny. You know she thinks she's funny, and that's the sick part. Because you're not funny, lady.
Yeah. So, basically...
I know she's going to watch this, too.
She's definitely going to watch this.
Listen, because it's no video.
What if she literally takes me down and, like, sues me or some shit? I'll kick your ass.
That's a promise, Colleen. If you want to fight, I will give you an
address.
If you're
listening to this,
come
Colleen,
down to Worcester,
bitch.
Colleen. I will kick
Don't
your ass.
Don't tell her where we live,
Colleen.
Fucking dumbass.
If you want my address, DM me on Twitter.
No.
If you want my number, Colleen, we can talk about this.
But anyways, what was I saying? Oh, yeah.
Come to my job, Colleen.
Oh, my gosh. She would get
I'll give you the address.
Torn apart if she went to your
jumped.
Job.
By a bunch of annoying men.
Yeah. But what was I saying? Oh. Yeah, so basically she did an apology. Well, it wasn't even an apology because she didn't even say sorry. She just did a song. She was just a little jingle. She was like, ding, 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 ding. I'm going to say that I deny. And this is all gossip.
Be a little quirky.
The gossip toxic train. I'm not a groomer. I'm just a loser. I know all the lyrics. I watched it so many times because it's kind of unfathomable to believe that she did that.
Why would you do it?
What?
Make a song about your accusations.
It's so
that
bad.
Are true. And she couldn't even like debunk any of them. She goes, it's not true.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And she didn't even say sorry to the victims.
Didn't even like switch up the notes either.
No, it was all the same. Well, at the end, I think. I know she was claiming like the H3 podcast because they were talking about it. They got a cease and a desist or whatever. Is that right?
Cease and desist.
But Madison has me outside. So we're like filming outside and I want to be inside so bad because it's nice and cool inside.
Somebody
and there's
running.
AC.
Who the hell is running away? I hear a car.
My mom. They're going to buy like a big tequila thing. They're getting crazy tonight.
Is that what they were talking about in the kitchen?
Yes.
Oh my God.
With my aunt. They're going.
I gotta learn Spanish.
But so... Wait, yeah,
if
so
I,
I'm outside.
If I knew Spanish, could I join them and, like, join the girls on the little tequila thing?
You can always join the girls. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
My mom loves you.
Anyway, back to stupid-ass Colleen.
No,
I'm complaining about you.
I'm
warning, Colleen.
I'm complaining about you and how you have me literally
putting
tortured.
Putting a head out on you, Colleen.
Oh, my God. You literally have me. This isn't about Colleen
First
anymore.
About,
this isn't about Colleen.
Put this shit up.
You think that makes it hotter?
Yeah. More like a little, like, plastic thing.
Bitch, okay.
Is that plastic or glass?
That's plastic.
It's plastic.
Why would it be glass?
Sorry, I'm a glazer.
Oh my god, stop. She's so proud. She makes like $100 an hour.
I don't.
She's so crazy. I really rich. Don't. I'm she's so
broke
rich.
As shit. Please give me money. Colleen, give me money.
Yeah, that's the least you can do, Colleen. Dumbass. But anyways, Madison has me outside sweating my ass off. She doesn't want to go inside because she likes it out here. And we were supposed to get tacos yesterday, but she was feeling like shit. So she didn't want to get tacos anymore. Girl, do you have anything better to say?
I told you. This is why I don't do your podcast or anything.
No, but no, because no I've been thoughts. I wanted you to be in the podcast for so long.
There's no thoughts
Madeline.
Up here.
We wanted you to be on as a guest for so long. And now look at you.
I just stare off into space.
That's okay.
And I can't speak.
Well,
we're
not recording.
I'm going to be stuttering and, like, mumbling words.
But
so.
We're not recording, though.
Facts.
The
Getting
Toxic
Getting in a fight at Demi Lovato's concert, season 3, episode 1.
Oh, that was the last episode that we did. We haven't done an episode in so long.
That was such a long time ago.
I know. That was so long. That was, like, in October when that
it's
happened.
It was almost a year ago.
October. It was a year ago!
Because you went to Demi in the summer, right?
No. It was October.
Oh, okay.
October.
Okay. Well, I wasn't there, so don't yell at me.
Okay, well, I'm gonna yell at you regardless, because you're a fucking bitch.
Let's yell at Colleen, issuing a warning out, Colleen.
We need
watch
to talk
your bony little back. Yeah, I saw that part.
Oh my god!
I saw that part!
There's no way! How do you know that? Yeah, her bony little back. The way she said it,
except
too.
Except just so tiny and small.
You think that's what she was referencing, because she's so tiny and small?
I'm so tiny. Oh, I'm just so skinny. Oh no, I'm so short, guys. So
I feel
skinny,
bad
guys.
For Trisha. Can we talk about Trisha Paytas?
Shout out actually. To Trisha, because I know she's listening too.
Yeah, she was actually so mature. Trisha, I love that you named your child
I
Malibu Barbie
Baby.
It's a genius
name.
I love it. I think
because like the first thing is Malibu, like that goes hard, especially because like it's Trisha.
Yeah,
like, she's from California.
Do you think she knew that the Barbie movie was coming out?
I think she's just Trisha and she's doing Trisha things, or Trisha mindset. You know,
but
what
like
I mean?
Low key, when she makes like those eating videos, she makes everything like look good. I was gonna say taste, but I don't even know if it tastes good. Have you tried the McDonald's? Oh my god, the Grimace Shake.
Well, we were there together, first
we
of all.
We tried the Grimace Shake together, and it was ass.
I liked it, first of all. Don't say it was ass. It was. It tastes like vanilla.
Yeah, it didn't taste like anything special.
Maybe they, like, made it wrong.
No.
Maybe they, like, it's good maybe, McDonald's. Yeah, but maybe they're like, oh yeah, this shit tastes bad. Let's make it taste like vanilla.
I don't think it was that bad. But I don't really like shakes in general. So, it wasn't for me. But all the TikToks were funny. I wonder what kind of shake they're going to make next for the other ones.
The
like
Harlem Shake.
or like the cheeseburglar.
The hamburglar.
The hamburglar. Yeah.
No, because I showed you the video of Trisha trying the cookies and cream pie, and she was so dramatic about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's
that's
like,
what.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God.
But it's probably not even that good.
Yeah, but the way she was acting, like, was, like, the greatest thing ever. And then she had McDonald's. This is better than everything else.
She's such a liar.
She was so dramatic, though.
She is.
Did you see the video of her trying hash browns and then, like, the ice cream?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. I want to try that.
That did not look good, though.
Yes, it did.
She goes, this is amazing. Ooh, you guys,
I
want to
try
good.
It. You know why, though? It's probably good because it's crunchy and
yeah,
then
but
soft and the
when
inside.
When did she go? Like, in the morning?
I don't know.
She
I thought they sold
ice cream hash brown sandwiches in the morning.
I thought they sold hash browns, like, all day
do
round.
Do they?
I think so. Sorry, I'm burping. Do you want to go find out? I don't want to drive, though.
I don't either.
Ugh, we're so lazy. We're so lazy because we were supposed to, like, have a fun day, but, like, there's nothing to do. Because I don't want to drive, and neither does Madison.
I drove here, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, I went grocery shopping this morning.
How was that?
That was cool.
I went to Boston this morning for shits and giggles with my family to eat.
Did you drive?
No. But I was there, and that's all that matters. You don't need to know the
details.
It
was like you drove.
No.
Like
I never drive.
Sitting in the back seat, it was like you drove there.
My glasses! Oh, guys, I went to Virginia Beach, and I bought these cool glasses, and I love them. And every time... Oh, when I was at Virginia Beach, did I tell you that people, well, okay, let me backtrack. We went to a soccer game and then we went to Virginia Beach, like spontaneously. We weren't even supposed to go to the beach. But when we were there, we like talked to people and they kept asking like, "Oh, where are you from? Like, do you live here?" And we were like, "No, we're from Boston." And they were always like, "Oh my gosh.
Not even Boston, Worcester, you liar."
Nobody says Worcester.
I say Worcester, then I get called ghetto and shit.
Don't say Worcester though.
Like, I say Worcester because I'm from Worcester.
I say Boston.
I just,
if I'm somebody, well,
I work
else.
In Boston, so I can't say I'm from here. But oh, I'm yeah. from Worcester.
And then they're gonna be like, "Where are you from? What area?" Like Lynn.
Worcester, but like, yeah. Well, if I was from Lynn, they call me ghetto stuff.
Waltham. Is Waltham in Boston?
Yeah, pretty much.
Cambridge is
right next to downtown. Like, it's just pretty much Boston.
But why don't they call it the same?
It's just like,
what's
you know,
the difference?
Kind of like how Shrewsbury is its own town, but it's pretty much just Worcester, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like Millbury.
They're like connected.
It's kind of just like, you know.
In the same. Because you literally just cross the street and you're in Shrewsbury.
Yeah.
And that's the same with Cambridge.
Yeah, it's like Cambridge is some shitty town.
Every time I say, oh, it's the same thing, people from Boston are like, no, it's not.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Like, bitch, I don't give a fuck about the logistics.
It's pretty much the same thing.
It is. Oh, I want to talk about my paint night. So I had a paint night recently, and that same night, there was actually, like, a shootout near my area of where I live.
Down the street.
Literally down the street. And it was so funny, because while I was trying to teach everyone how to paint...
The helicopter's going by every second.
Yeah, there's helicopters. Oh.
Wait, did you know him?
No.
I don't know. I was like, oh, I might know him. Tried to pull him up on Instagram, but, like, his account wasn't there.
Did you know?
He was also live streaming shit, I believe.
I saw it.
He was, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I saw it that weekend.
Kaylee knew him. Oh. My sister, she knew him. I think he went to tech.
Oh.
What was his name? Let's dox him right now.
I don't know.
I don't know his name. They kept saying 24-year-old. Like, why are y'all saying 24-year-old? If he's, like, shooting at police and shot his relatives. Like, just say his name.
I don't know,
why
but...
Why are we protecting his identity?
I did watch, because my cousin showed me...
And he shot a police dog. It went off, like, 12 hours or 13 hours.
Mm-hmm. It went on
like,
for, like, the whole day.
I want to know who he is.
And then my cousin literally showed me his live of him going live on Instagram. And it was so scary. He was going crazy. There was, like, blood remains, like, on the floor of the house. And he picked it up with his finger. And he picked it up like this, like this. Like, scraped it off the floor with his finger. Like, that's so gross. Also, I have jury duty on Monday.
You have it? Or yeah. You had it?
No, I have.
Why?
On Monday. Monday morning. Yeah. That's my life right now. It's kind of crazy. I don't know if you guys are interested, but I have jury duty.
You really going to it?
Yeah.
What is it for? Do you know yet?
No.
You find out when you get there.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of nervous.
I'd pretend like I was too busy.
Should I cancel?
Normally, when they send that in the mail.
What do you mean?
Like, you just pretend like you can't do it, and then you say, oh, I'll do it next year, and just do it a whole year later, and then do that. Just play the game.
I'm just going to get it over with.
Okay.
Because... But hopefully they don't call me back. Hopefully it's just like a one-time thing. Or like a missed park ticket or something. I don't know.
Who...
What? Is Worcester?
Yeah, but like...
What are people saying?
Is it Worcester, England? And then
it says one of the best places to live
area.
In.
Why are they calling it urban? That sounds kind of racist.
It says it's perfect.
It's not. Don't go to Worcester, guys.
No, come. Please.
I won't make a sexual joke.
Oh. No, you should.
I won't say anything. I'm trying to figure out this man's name. Guys, there's also another standoff past Friday.
Oh, yeah, near your house.
A whole week later after the one near her house. Uh-huh. One near my house. There's usually shooting and shit on that street, so it's not surprising. But I think it's funny. It's yet another standoff a week later.
Yeah.
But there's always, like, something going on the street.
Yeah.
It's not a good street
it's
to go on.
It's not a good area.
Even though it's my neighborhood.
I mean, I feel like you live in the kind of better place.
Yeah, like, my street is better than, like, but, you know, you go, like, 1 minute over.
Yeah, and it's like
just so 1 minute over, and you're like, oh,
this is weird. This is bad.
Oh, this is something.
Crackheads like walking around. I think here too. I feel like this area is like not too bad.
It's not, but then you go, you know, 1 street over, mm-hmm. like mine, and then you're
no.
like, oh,
no, because the street over has police people all the time. Police people, police officers.
Like what? Because there's always crime.
Me burping. Yeah, I don't know.
But that's just Worcester. Also, really, Worcester's not even that bad. People are overdramatic.
Also, a person died in front of my house.
People swear Worcester's like, oh, you're gonna get shot, you're gonna do this. Like, girl, like, where are you going? Like, who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Like, it's honestly not even that bad. Just nowhere to be. Toxic, and, like, the crackheads, like, aren't even, like, that scary. It's, like, you know.
Mind the crackheads are just, I just feel bad for them.
Just mind your own business and you're fine.
They don't have houses.
They'll just be downtown, just, like, you know, living life.
We should talk about what album of Ariana Grande is the best. Oh, you can hear me typing. Okay, hot take. I think the Thank You Next album is the best.
I think it's Sweetener.
Oh, no. I disagree.
Depending on my mood. Or Thank You Next.
Wait, what did I say? I said Thank You
Next. You said Thank You Next. It's Sweetener or Thank You Next?
Yeah.
That's just fact.
I like Positions, too. I think I grew to like it. But I think I go back to Thank You Next a lot. And the reason for Thank You Next, the songs are Needy, Fake Smile, Bad Idea, and Ghostin'. Did I say Ghostin'?
You said Ghostin'. No, you only said it once. Is what you mean?
Oh, yeah. What about you?
It's a good, my top three on the album?
Yeah, for Thank You Next.
You know, Ghostin'.
Okay. Needy.
NASA and Needy, I believe.
Okay.
I like NASA.
Okay, what
do
about
do people like that Sweetener? Song?
I think so. Am Wait, I let's different? Play it. Let's play it.
Are you gonna get copyrighted by Ariana herself?
I hope she does.
For the attention.
Oh, yeah!
It's a hit! Baby, I need to miss you
when I miss you. And when I miss you, it'll change the way I kiss you. Oh, yeah. Why did I kind of forget about it? Sorry.
Okay, bye for now.
Okay, what about Sweetener?
Does she do NASA lie? Oh, she did. Sweetener, my top three on Sweetener?
Yes.
I like REM. Sweetener.
Okay.
Right. Yep. Ooh, my third. Oh, I gotta think carefully Pete Davidson. About this. It might be. I like Every Time, too.
Back to you.
Breathing just reminds me of when the guys died trying to see the Titanic, because then people kept listening to Breathing.
You know what I mean? Yes!
People kept listening to Breathing because they died and couldn't breathe, had no air.
But, like, think about how...
It's not funny. Like, don't laugh.
They're all men. They probably, like, deserve to
die. One was 19. He was just kind of a boy.
Poor thing.
God is a woman reminds me of religion.
Yo!
Get Well Soon. Is that a good one?
Wait, let me play it.
Is that Get Well Soon?
Yeah.
It's nice. It's a good closer.
It's okay. Overloaded.
Better Off is good. Is that about Mac Miller? Better I feel like it's, in my world, I feel it's like about him. And I'm like, that's kind of fucked up. Now he's dead, bitch.
I think so. It's when he was alive, though. Right? Because yeah. He's still... Rather just yeah. Watch you smoke and drink, steering clear of any headache to start. And if we're being honest, I'd rather your body than half of your heart.
Is that a lyric? Yeah, it's about him. Because he needed to do better for himself. And she was better off without him.
And she was already married to Pete at this time.
Engaged.
Oh, yeah, engaged. But I like Which The is Light insane. Is Coming. I feel like not a people like The Light is
the
Coming
light is
because
coming
it was so
is
different.
Good. I don't know why it gets so much hate.
It does.
It really isn't even that bad. Like, Blaze, like, wife? Maybe... Let's talk about Blaze. No, let's not talk about it. Let's forget about it. Borderline, again. Come
What's
on.
Borderline?
Let me see.
Oh. See? I don't even know it because it sucks.
Like, Pharrell produced the album for the most part. Like, how did you put yourself on the song? That's not even good.
Yeah.
It's ironic.
Imagine him on REM.
R-E-M?
REM.
Have you heard the Beyonce version?
No.
Oh, it's on YouTube.
What do you mean? She
it's
sings
a Beyonce
it?
Beyonce version. Well, Pharrell no wrote it way. And produced it and then gave it to Beyonce.
But so then why did...
And then Beyonce said, I don't want it on my album.
What?
Yeah. Oh, an ad.
The Shein ad? Is that Shein? I was right!
Did you have the RICO charge on Shein?
No.
Because they keep stealing from shit.
Oh my god. I mean... What the fuck? You're telling
Miley
me?
Miley Cyrus, no tears left to cry.
I didn't know she sang this.
Well, it was Pharrell's song. He just, you know, how the music industry works.
Whoa.
Who was it that had God is a Woman first? Camila
Cabello.
Yeah, and I'm like, yo.
Yeah, I saw that. But imagine Camila Cabello singing.
It'd be horrible.
God is a Woman.
She can't sing. Like, Ariana can sing at least.
Okay, wait. Don't say that because I kind of like.
I'm a Camila hater, and I know she listens to this, so Camila, I know.
Camila.
What's her name again? Camila?
Yeah.
Cabello? Right? Yeah. I don't like you.
I think Shawn Mendes is straight baiting.
And Shawn Mendes is gay. And it's okay to be gay, Shawn.
Yeah, just be gay. Damn, we're waiting on you. Like, we all know the truth, Shawn.
What was this for, Lemonade? Like, why did Beyonce record this?
Bum, 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 bum. But I can't hear it without, like, Ariana.
She's from Houston. She's country.
Stop.
Anyway.
I love that. I didn't know that. Wow. You learn something new every day.
Camila Cabello. That's her new name.
Oh, yeah. Don't go yet. Don't go yet. I like that song.
What's that? James Charles got us a woman.
No, please. Please.
When did he sing that?
Wow, wow, wow. Wait, did he sing it actually? Oh, I remember this. He was like doing his makeup or something, and he was like,
"He's being James.
You love it when I'm Olivia." That's how I feel like he sings. He does not sing good. I'm sorry. Who's that?
Camila Cabello.
No, they have it. Wait. I like it. I kind of like it. I'm sorry. She sings in cursive a lot of the time.
A woman. Like, okay, anyway, what are we talking about? Ariana.
Wait, what was that perfume that we saw? It was like Arianka. But what was the last name? Arianka Grande. It wasn't Grande. It was something else.
Oh, you know what you're talking about. I don't remember.
I forgot. Anyways, we saw an off-brand perfume of Ariana Grande, and it was like Arianka something. Ariana Frappe. Girl, I don't know. It was some shit. Oh, me and Madison are wearing space buns right now, and Madison looks so cute.
It's a wig.
She looks so adorable.
They can't see anything, so you shouldn't mention what
Sorry. That's how...
We could talk about how I feel.
Blind people be like... Sorry. Okay, how do you feel?
All two listeners want to know what's going on.
All right, let's talk about it.
Being me and you, because we're just conceited.
Literally, we listen to this one over and over again because nobody cares. Alright, so...
What are we talking about? Ariana or Colleen?
Your feelings.
I don't really have any feelings right now. I gotta pee, actually. Again. Because she poisoned me.
I didn't. I made her a nice coffee before this. And she loved it.
Delicioso.
Because I make the best iced coffees.
And we watched an Adam Sandler movie named...
Spanglish.
So now I know my Spanish.
She learns how to say shit in Spanish.
How do you say I need to poop? Hacer caca?
Yeah. Hacer caca. No, say shit.
And then a giggle.
But the Spanglish is such a cute little movie. It really talks about,
even
like...
Even though we watched half of it and then had to...
Then got bored.
Second half.
It
drags on.
It does. I liked it because Adam Sandler. He's a king. King. You. Okay, let's talk about your feelings.
No, it was about Colleen. Because I don't really know the drama.
Oh.
Like, okay. What's she doing with Trisha? Was she just looking at Trisha's asshole on OnlyFans and making fun of it? Like,
yeah, and
jokes on you.
She was making fun of it, but also she was sharing it with, like, the minors and, like, putting it on the group chat called, like, the Weenies. And she had a bunch of group chats. She had one called the Weenies, one called the Cookies. That was, like, the main one. And then she had another one called... like something the queefs, and even the guy, one of the kids in the member, was like, didn't know what a queef was, and he said that.
What did Urban Dictionary realize what it really was?
That's how he learned what a queef was. And isn't that kind of crazy?
Kind of gross.
If you're a child, first of all, you shouldn't be learning what a queef is at, like, age 13. I don't know. I just feel like that's weird. But, like, she kind of, like, made all these group chats.
Especially from a random woman on the internet.
Right, who's, like, pushing 30.
Yeah.
Like, why would you... And, like, these kids are so influential. They're like, oh, my God, Colleen's talking to us. Like, I'm a big fan. I love her. Obviously, I'm going to say yes to anything she does.
Easily influenced.
Mm-hmm. And she opened that girl's legs on tour.
Yeah.
And she would literally say...
Where were the parents? Why are you letting your kid go to Miranda Sings in the first place?
She's...
And why is she on tour?
And she's such a manipulator and always... She's always the victim somehow, some way.
She is
and
the her victim.
Brother, and her brother... No, no, no.
White
Colleen.
Woman complex. No. I'm saying.
Oh. And then her brother also has drama because her brother... Yeah, I think it's like her oldest or whatever. He has like hearing problems, but... That was, like, aside the point. He would, like, come to the shows as well. But he was texting a minor and, like, being like, how old are you? How old are you? Let me, like, well, I'm going to wait until you're this age.
James Charles be literally,
like. Yes, literally grooming. And I'm just like, what the fuck? How is this family not stopped? It was just so weird. And also, her other brother, who has a family channel with, like, his wife, they have a bunch of kids. And they just use their kids for content and, like.
That's always
monetization. Bad. It's so bad. It's so bad. And I just don't understand how that's okay on YouTube. But Colleen.
I'm sorry, but if I grew up with a camera in my face 24/7, I'm growing up to be a murderer and I'm killing people.
Oh.
That's just the truth. That's not healthy. That's not normal.
It's not. But in this generation, I feel like it's kind
iPad
of become
normal.
Yeah, it's become normalized.
How everybody got like ADHD because of TikTok.
Yes, and that's like why ADD? They have so many.
Yeah.
That's why there's like so many fucking fidget toys.
Oh, I gotta find
that
mine.
You bought
do
one.
I have one.
Oh, you stole it.
Stop.
Oh, sorry.
What did I wear these pants or shorts? Oh,
you were
shorts.
Short.
I didn't find my shorts. They're in my shorts though. That
it
I,
was a cute
I
one
bought.
Too.
I definitely bought it.
It was such a cute fidget. Anyways, Colleen.
I want one like pushy dots.
Like a big one?
Yeah, like the one you have.
That one's not that big.
No, but it's like a good size. I only got four dots to push in.
Oh,
push out.
Oh. Okay.
I need like the.
What are those poppets? They're called poppets.
Anyway.
Colleen's a predator.
Oh, I burped. Sorry.
Colleen's a predator, and that's all we got to say.
Colleen's a pervert. Oh, and what was the cat or a dog that she like put
oh,
down?
Oh, she yes. Okay. Let me
she
tell you a story.
She abused and then it got put down, and she was like, "It's so silly. I'm so quirky."
So she was telling a story to on like her Colleen's corner because she would answer questions every other week on her YouTube channel with Corey.
Girl,
Corey being
her
that. Best friend. Yeah, I was, and I'm gonna admit it. Okay, I was a Colleen fan, but now I'm not, and I hate her. So that's my truth. What was I saying? Okay,
well, I was
so yeah.
Well, annoying, edgy people on YouTube at that time. So, I mean, I'm not much better.
And she was, like, a funny... Well, she was funny at the... She was, like, the golden girl for a long
but
time
on
YouTube.
But I was on that side of YouTube. I was on the edgy side.
Oh, okay.
Just hating on
Bitch.
Everyone and everything. But that's why I'm a hater now.
YouTube made you who
that's
you are.
That's what I watched.
But, okay. So, she did this video with her friend, Corey. Best friend, by the way, who lives with them. Who's lived with them, like, their whole entire lives for some reason. That's also a little weird, but okay.
And a man.
Yeah.
Always
a gay man.
Always a red flag.
A gay man.
Oh, that kind of hurt.
A gay man.
Anyway.
Not that there's anything wrong with being gay. I hope you guys
just
know that.
Just a little
joking.
Bit.
All right. So,
I'm just joshing, y'all.
So, basically, she was talking about how, guys, I have a funny, silly, little quirky story I need to tell you when I was a child.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all killed at least one animal.
Yeah, we've all killed a dog.
It's just one dog, at least.
Put a dog down on purpose. So basically, she was saying how, she apparently had, like, anger issues and then put her nails, like, stuck her nails into the dog's, like, back and, like, skin.
That's normal.
And then the dog bit her on the face.
No, if you don't do that, you're weird.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I've done that before. Have you?
I do it all the time.
To all your dogs.
I've only do it to the dogs.
Okay.
So I do it to cats. I've done it to,
What about your hamsters?
I've done it to, like, snakes.
Do you squeeze them, your little hamsters?
Yes.
Yeah, I would do that too, honestly.
No,
that's a good...
I've done it to, like, random squirrels.
That's
like
a good,
chipmunks.
Like, stress reliever.
I see, like, a bird. I hit it with my
you
car
don't even,
and then I do it.
You don't even need, like, what are those called? A stress ball. You could just use your animals.
That's what I'm saying. That's what she was doing.
Yeah.
And that's why they made stress balls.
You know
balls.
What? I kind of get her. Because she
like
was stressed.
If you're, like, allergic to a dog and you can't do it, that's when they made stress balls. So, you know, you can do at least, like, do it without the allergies.
And mad.
Have you seen a stress ball that looks like a dog? Exactly, you have.
Oh my god, you're so right.
See.
Okay,
so
anyway.
Paulina's victim still, so anyway, let's go on.
Anyways, she, you know, she was stressed and the dog bit her. And because she had to get stitches on her face, the family took the dog out to, like, whatever. No, they took it to the hospital. Like what? All deformed?
Long. Oh, you said it, not me.
Oh, okay.
Colleen,
well,
you heard that?
I feel like she has a pretty normal face. Anyways, okay. Sorry, I'm not trying to, like, be a Colleen apologist.
I'm just a hater.
But, yeah, so they said... And she addressed it in her apology video, like, years later. She was like, oh, the doctors told me that I had to legally put the dog down. Legally.
Are those church bells? What is that?
Yeah, it's church bells.
You have a church near you?
Yeah, like, right across.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My cousins go there sometimes.
Amen.
But then they said that they had to, like, legally put the dog down. And she said, oh, I killed a dog. So I've murdered a dog before. And then you could even see in the video, Corey was like, that's sad.
I'm sorry, but if you ever done anything, like, played victim because, like, an animal attacked you and then I got put down, you're just a killer.
She's the killer. And did you know that she canceled tour?
Yeah, but if you're, like, being a stupid bitch and then you're like, uh-oh, the animal attacked me and then it gets put down, you just killed the innocent animal for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
And you instigated the issue. So if the animal's biting you or something... man up.
Yeah, it's like, girl, you did it on purpose and you put a fucking poor little dog. What the fuck? Did the dog was protecting itself and you just angered it? Like, make it make sense. She makes me so mad, and she's just not taking any accountability for it. I know she's working with lawyers. She's working with lawyers to, like, talk about with that other guy, the one who, like, exposed her the first time.
Oh yeah.
What's his name? Adam?
Adam? Is it
McIntyre? McIntyre? Yeah. Yeah. I feel bad for him and the other victims. Because it's like, they just are not getting any recognition. Because
I've always thought she was really annoying and unfunny. I'm so glad to see her downfall. Because I've been praying for it.
Yeah, because she's the one that's been staying the longest one on YouTube. Like, she's been on YouTube for, like, the whole entirety.
She had a podcast with Trisha. I'm like, oh, something's going to happen.
Yeah. Immediately downhill. Two episodes.
Something's gonna happen. Yeah. And something happened. And I think it's so funny that I took a podcast with Trisha for people to be like, yeah, she's actually problematic. Actually, she's a terrible person. Like, it took this long. But, like.
But honestly, what was she expecting?
Yeah.
You're doing a podcast with Trisha. Everything is gonna come out. People
Whenever
are gonna
Trisha
try to.
Trisha does something, it always goes south. Mm-hmm. Not that it's Trisha's fault, because it's not. But, yeah. I don't know. Somehow, if anybody that associates with her, yeah. Something bad always happens.
Every time. Did you see that clip of the Gabby Hanna when Trisha was on her podcast? We should watch that later.
No.
You never seen
that podcast?
Yeah.
They had drama, right?
Yeah, but then
it was
Gabby,
after?
Yeah. Gabby
really?
Yes. Gabby was like, come on my podcast and talk about
it. And Trisha went?
Yes. Do you want to watch it later?
Oh my god. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Trisha really went?
Yeah, she did.
They still hate each other, right?
They were fighting on the podcast. You've never seen it?
How old is this?
Dude, this is like not that. This was before Gabby Hanna had her, like, mental breakdown.
How old
off
is this?
Because apparently, do you even know about the Gabby Hanna drama?
I know she's crazy. And, like, is she bipolar? Or are people just saying she's bipolar?
I think she's.
Or just had a mental breakdown.
I think she had a mental breakdown because she took a bunch of shrooms because people, like, made her or something.
That's why you don't do drugs.
Yeah. Except for us, we can take as many as we want.
No,
because
we're on shrooms right now.
We're on shrooms.
We looked like. Always on shrooms.
Yeah.
Like, if you see us not on shrooms,
it's like
you're just not seeing us.
Yeah. Or
you're seeing things.
Or on, like, crack, cocaine.
Oh my god,
methanol.
Heroin.
Yeah. We, like, we're gonna go hit it up right now after this. So, and watch the Gabby Hanna.
No, the reason
video.
Why we're not on video is because, you know.
Yeah. Because we're on.
Because you know.
Yeah. So.
Definitely
sorry.
Not just sitting in the.
I know you guys want to see us, but, like, we can't show you guys our like lowest lows. On these drugs right now, so
I'm feeling pretty high.
Do you want more drink?
Some more drink. Well, from your cup.
Yeah, because you know it's. Oh my god, guys! Madison,
it's better from your cup. No,
Madison,
for real.
No,
I'm using my cup. I'm using yours.
No, stop. Madison does this thing where every time I make something, I have something, or like I drink something. First, it started off from us going to restaurants. And I always order, like, what I like, right?
I order something new, it'd be different.
And she always wants to be different than me.
I can't order the same thing as someone else, because you know.
Because you got to be different.
Yeah.
And so then, every time she tries my food, she's like, wait, that's so much better than my food. I hate my food. I'm going to eat your food. Well, you don't, like, you eat it, but, like, you don't obviously eat the whole thing. But it's still funny to me, because she always likes what I have better. And, like, last
especially
time.
Especially your drinks, though.
Yes, not my drinks.
Drink.
What was it last time that we were drinking?
Drinks? What was it? Is it Margaritaville or something else?
No, Margaritaville, that's two, when we did.
Was it Fridays? When we went together?
Oh, yeah. Me and you, Madeline.
It was me and you?
Oh, no, but Madeline, too, because remember when we.
But that day was just pina colada Fridays.
But you didn't even want that.
You liked my mojito. The electric lemonade.
Oh, yeah. But you didn't even like the electric lemonade after. You tried
it. I got that last time, right?
Yeah, and you didn't like it. And you said you liked mine. I got like a Moscow
Mule. No, I got the whiskey sour, which is not good.
Oh, yeah. But also, I told you to get that, though.
Yeah.
And you trusted me.
And I did trust you. Anyway.
Anyways.
But also, your thing was not on the cheap $5 drink thing.
I know. I just be balling.
Because she said, you said mojito. She goes, mojito or like the berry mojito or some shit.
And then I said berry.
And then you fell for her trap.
I know. But it was good.
But if she was real, she would have just like, you know, slid out of the table. But like, here's a $4 berry mojito.
She's a bitch.
She was real.
We didn't even tip her, guys. We don't believe in tipping people.
We tipped her pretty good, actually.
I'm kidding.
We tipped her pretty good. We gave her a good tip.
I think we did.
We gave her a big tip.
That was Fridays or Applebee's?
No, that was
Fridays.
Applebee's, we didn't tip good because she was
being a she
we
was
tipped
being
like $5
boring.
Between the two of us because she
sucked. She was so boring.
She was like, how's your food? And then left and never came back until it was time to pay.
Look it. I'm bleeding.
She was not a good waitress. She, you know, so like, what we've noticed is when we go to restaurants as young women, they don't treat us the same as like men because they think they could get more of a tip from a man than young woman. But me, you, and Madeline tip pretty good, especially Madeline. Madeline loves throwing money around.
Oh my gosh, she
they
does.
Never treat us good, especially at Chili's.
Oh, they called us little gremlins.
Yeah, and we still tipped her pretty good. I don't know why. But like, there was that man on the table behind you. Like a single father with his kids, probably a dad on the weekend. You know what I mean? A weekend dad.
Oh yeah.
She was like treating him so good. And yes. Like, came to us and goes, you wanna pick at those little crumbs or you want some more chips?
Yes.
And like did not treat us good. We never got treated right.
Never.
Because they think young people don't tip well, but we tip well.
Yeah, that was mean.
And I think that was that lady at Applebee's. She's like, oh, these two young women.
Yeah, but we were trying. We were nice to her too.
We were nice.
She kind of smiled
just,
a little.
Yeah,
she just
didn't
want to
like, you know, waitress us until she got $5.
I feel like she should have changed her attitude. Like.
Yeah, but or like you know be. A,
but also,
a decent
who are
waitress.
We?
Yeah.
Who are we?
Like
she probably hates her job.
Applebee's on what? Like a Wednesday.
Yeah, she hated her job.
It was Applebee's on a Wednesday after work at like 6.
Oh my god, guys! I found this. I discovered line dancing, and I want Madison to go, but she doesn't want to go line dancing again. I want you to come. They have a cute bar.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead. Should we get tacos or?
I don't know.
We need to watch the Gabby Hanna Trisha Paytas video.
We need food.
Okay, we'll get food.
Unless you
want
to get McDonald's.
Like,
I got the McDonald's
I
up.
McDonald's.
I don't either. That's what's crazy. I don't either for once.
What
my
time
life.
Does the taco spot close? Maybe I'll drive. But it's, like, hot, and I don't want to leave.
It's hot, and, like, we drink coffee. Like, we both had coffee for breakfast and then another cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And should you really mix coffee and, like, tacos?
Girl, I don't care.
Okay, bubble guts.
Yeah, I mean, might as well. It's the weekend.
I mean, I could check out DoorDash. I think my Dash Pass expires soon. That was free.
What time is close?
7. So we got time.
Oh, okay.
It's Saturday. I don't got anything else to
it's
do.
Only 3:57.
Almost 4. I gotta pee.
Okay, I think we're closing now. We're gonna go watch the Gabby Hanna video and do more drugs and then sleep with each other and scissor.
Oh! We've been at this for almost 40 minutes.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Do we even get anywhere on the drama? Because we were supposed
I told
to talk
you.
About the drama, but
we
didn't
did
like
talk
get
about the drama.
But like, I already knew everything. I thought I didn't.
I mean, yeah. I mean, long story short.
So long story short, Colleen's a piece of shit.
And
bullied
she's a pervert.
Trisha behind her back and was like, "Hey, Trisha, what's up?"
Yeah.
Because she's scared of Trisha.
It's because it's just so.
But
much.
Trisha's a mature woman now. She didn't really like.
She has a child.
She didn't feed into the drama. She did a video, was calm, collected, said, "I don't really know what's going on."
Yeah.
Colleen is fake. She got a man. She got a baby. She don't really need any other drama, to be honest. Good for
it's
Trisha.
It's just the new things keep coming out of Colleen every day.
Also, I'm on Trisha's side for the H3 drama.
Why? No.
Because I
we have separate opinions.
I get not talking to people that annoy you and you don't want in your life. Ethan's so irritating. And he... What's her name? Ela?
Yes.
Ela? Yes. I don't really know. I get bad vibes from her. I don't trust anyone that's serving the IDF. Bitch, I'm on... What's it called?
What's it called? You're breaking my heart because I do enjoy the podcast.
Palestine. Free Palestine. That's what I'm saying.
She's from...
Free Palestine. She's from Israel, and she served in the IDF. Like, you just went to jail for like 2 years. Like, that's all that's gonna happen to you. But she served in the IDF and killed the Palestinians. I don't know if she killed any Palestinians. But I know she served in the IDF, and honestly, I'm on Palestine's side, not Israel's side. They don't really talk about Israel because they don't want to get into that touchy subject.
No, because Ethan has before, and then they get like claimed.
They get like but like
and then they get banned from YouTube for a week.
Has he said?
I don't know,
Did he say Palestine?
No, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Free Palestine. Ela served in the IDF. Don't trust her. And she's quiet. And what is she? Is she a Gemini? She seems like a Gemini.
No. She's a Sag. Mm-hmm.
Don't trust them. What? I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding with the part.
Okay, but you're a Leo.
I trust them. I just don't trust her. I don't really believe in the star sign stuff too much.
Only
when it's like important. Only when I feel like believing in it.
Yeah, she's a Leo.
Only when it's convenient, I believe in it.
Honestly, it's true. Only when it's convenient, it makes sense. Like
it's true. Like that's.
What are your favorite signs? Go.
No, because I'm gonna get judged.
What do you mean? No, you won't. You hate Scorpios.
I do hate Scorpios.
Geminis
are crazy, but I think that's so funny that they're crazy,
and
it's
so
true.
I love Geminis.
It's so true that they're crazy, but I think it's so funny that it's true, and I like them.
Yeah. I think
they're not beating the stereotype, but I support that.
You know, we came to a consensus that...
Shout out to Leos.
To...
Mentally ill, but, you know, it's cool.
Fire signs and...
Virgos.
Oh. We're gonna go there.
Something about Virgos. Like, they're Virgos? Y'all got my nerves, but, you know.
Virgos are intense. They could be
like,
intense.
What is their problem? Everything, male and female, they got issues.
Yeah. My face itches.
They always want to argue, and so do I. So it's never, like, you know, going anywhere.
I think.
And they're always like, I'm so good at this. Low-key, they are, but it's so irritating.
They swear that they're right all the time.
The stereotypes that Leos have, Virgos should have it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. What else is there?
You love Capricorn.
Sagittarius, they're fire, right?
Yes.
They're cool. They're kind of just like the unknown fire sign.
They're mysterious. I think they're more mysterious than Scorpio is trying to be.
Yep. Yeah, because they're just there.
Yeah.
Capricorns are cool. Aquariuses. I don't trust you guys.
Aquariuses get on my damn nerves.
Y'all are weird.
Y'all are so weird. Y'all are so fake.
I think two of my...
Sorry. This doesn't go to all of you guys, but
y'all
like low-key.
Y'all are weird. Yeah. I'm related to them.
Yeah.
Shout out to you girls.
Sorry.
Shout out to you two girls, but y'all are weird.
Yeah, we have a couple Aquariuses that have wronged us, I feel. I have a couple that I can think of.
Y'all lie a lot.
Mm-hmm. Liar.
You guys
liar,
are liars.
Liar. On fire.
And they're mysterious for real.
No,
they just be lying because they lie so much. You're like, is it true or is it not?
They're just fake sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. They lie too much.
Yeah. What else?
Like Devin, she don't talk when she's around you because she don't really know you.
But then behind my back.
All that girl does is lie. It's funny because she does it on purpose.
Oh, when we went out.
She's one of those people who is like, lying is fun. And she really believes lying is fun because all she does is
lie.
But
you would say that.
But she really goes for it.
Girl.
But she's also a child.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
She's a little baby. She's literally a toddler.
Shout out to Tauruses. They're cool.
Love Taurus.
Cool as hell.
Taurus.
Top 3, I think.
For real.
Top 3 and underrated.
My mom's a Taurus.
Pisces.
Your dad's a Taurus.
Mm-hmm. 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 You remember that?
Yep.
Pisces. Yeah, I. they're cool.
They're okay.
They're cool.
Yeah.
I like Aries. Madeline's an Aries, right?
Mm?
You say Aries.
Aries.
You say Aries. What else is there? I'm trying to go in order. That's not in order. That was not in order.
Cancers.
They're annoying. We already know they're annoying.
Yeah.
And they're whiny. They're crybabies. They're sensitive.
Such crybabies.
Probably. Not good people.
Oh, you're going to go that far? I feel like there's some good cancers out there. I don't really know a cancer like that, actually. Though.
I know one cancer like that. Not a good person.
Oh, Libras. My brother's a Libra, so.
Libras?
I love. Love a good Libra.
I don't know any Libras.
Love a Gemini.
I don't
love
really
a Leo.
Know your brother either. So he's I can't so say
like,
I know
Libras. I just feel like he's there. And also, Libras. One of my coworkers is a Libra, and I think she's so cool and awesome. Were we forgetting any?
We are.
No, we're not. We got, okay, Sagittarius, Capricorn.
Star signs, that's what it's called.
Leo, Cancer, Scorpio, Virgo.
God, I'm trying to type one
oh,
in.
Oh,
we're forgetting.
Virgo. No. So, when did this become a Zodiac podcast?
No, it's good. It's a good ending.
A good segment. What? No, who are we forgetting?
Okay.
Oh, we're forgetting,
We're forgetting
air signs.
At the end of the year. So we did Aries, Taurus, mm-hmm. Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Icarus.
We did all of them.
We just want to talk.
My dad's a Pisces, and he's just like, ugh.
Pisces.
A lot.
Where's Pisces?
A lot. The end.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anyone. Somebody cut us off. Somebody who cut us off is a Pisces, and we don't know why she cut us off.
That's right.
She's not going to see this because she don't like us.
She doesn't, yeah. Unless.
Even though she's the one who's always on a boat, and you know who you are if you listen to this.
Oh, you are messy. You're so messy right now.
Couldn't hang out for my birthday, but always on a boat, and then cut us off because you went to maybe, was it the big Y? The big E?
Yeah.
What the hell it's called?
Yeah.
We think you cut us off because of that. Don't know.
I don't. Yeah,
won't,
I don't know.
Won't talk to us.
Won't talk to us. But you know what? It's fine.
Leos are cool. Leos are
You're
great.
You're just saying that.
Fire signs are great.
I'm sorry, but, like, the water signs suck.
Water signs are the worst. Y'all
yeah.
are not good people.
Sorry if you're a water sign. I'm so sorry. What are you going to do? Cry about it? You're going to cry about it, right?
Drown the energy out of me.
Literally, you guys, well, you're going to cry about it after you hear this, and I don't give a fuck.
Drain energy. Like, anything positive about me, you just drain it out of me.
Did I show you the crystal I got? I got a crystal.
A crystal? What?
Yeah, for I what? Got a rose quartz recently.
Crab is a cancer? Yeah.
That's
think
why
about crabs. Yeah, you're thinking about the STD. Exactly.
All right, well, we're done roasting your guys' zodiac signs. I know we come off.
Shout out Geminis. Y'all are not good people. Y'all kind of crazy, but I think it's so cool. But I'm not a good person either. So.
Shout out Earth and Fire signs. And some
I'm
air signs.
I'm kind of toxic. So are Geminis. And that's why I think y'all are cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh. My little sister's a Gemini, and she's honestly chill. She don't really say much. She's a good person. So not all Geminis.
Like, yeah.
You guys can beat the
stereotype. Trevor's a Gemini.
He's quiet too.
Mm-hmm. But he's also really funny and like.
So is Shay. You met Shay once.
Yeah. She's so cute.
Not as quiet as Devin, but she's cool. She's nice.
Mm-hmm. My family's
saying,
back.
Are not, Geminis,
let's go see the bottle that they brought.
Let's beat stereotype Geminis.
Let's beat the stereotype. Let's.
What are they? Air. They're air, right?
They're air, yeah.
You see, that's what I'm saying. Air signs are underrated.
They get
if
it.
If I wasn't a Leo, I'd say air signs are the best. But because I'm fire, I would say fire is the best.
What about me?
It's about me, so...
You're such a Leo.
So no, but you would say air signs are the best because you're air.
I'm not air, I'm earth.
You're earth? Is there a difference?
Yes.
You see, I
forget. Hate you.
I think about Club Penguin.
What is going
so
on?
So guys, you got fire, I think air... And then water. It was a card game. I don't know if you were on Club Penguin like I was. So they had the three.
I had a weird. I was like.
They
on
only had three
Nickelodeon
and not
channel.
Four. So it was kind of like rock paper scissors, but with like you know fire air blah.
Did you watch a lot of
Avatar?
TV
blah
up?
Blah blah. Yes, you know I did.
Okay.
Well. It's like Avatar. That's what I'm thinking of.
All right.
And Club Penguin.
I never did that. I never got into it.
Well, it's not up anymore.
I only played the Disney Channel games.
But the Club Penguin pizza game was so much fun. And the mind thing.
I don't know what the one is.
Oh!
My
did you,
God.
Did I just get back to?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Say hi to the podcast.
Hi.
Oh, she's so cute. That's my mom, guys.
Awesome. Anyway. Is it good? Is it
yeah,
good?
Yeah, cheers. Okay. Ready? Let's clink.
I might spill more.
Oh, I thought it was glass. It didn't make a sound.
Oh, what is it? It's good.
That's so good.
It's peach.
Whoa. Whoa, that's really good. My mom just brought us a drink. Leshy made it, and it's so good. It tastes like
since like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, we need to get food.
So I mean, we gotta eat.
We need to get food.
Okay. We need to chug this and then eat.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys. Thank Bye. You for listening to us. We are stupid. And
we might
horny.
Oh. We're gonna say we might have sex.
We might.
Right. We after might this. Do it right after this, but yeah. I really have to pee.
Yeah. So she's gonna pee in my mouth.
Shout out to UTIs. Shout out to yeast infections.
Shout out if you have a yeast infection right now, comment down below.
If you have a yeast infection, hit the subscribe button.
All right, bye guys.
Bye. Love ya.
Bitch. I'm actually so happy that you came on. This is so rare.
I'm gonna chug that drink. It's actually really good.
I know.
It just tastes like juice.